Episode 613, How Exercise Can Improve Intimacy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I hope your week is magnificent. I hope you have a heart full of joy. Today is another day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we are talking about how exercise can improve your intimacy. I know it's a subject we all are wanting to talk about, right? I know we don't talk about it. We literally want to keep it under the sheets. But today we're going to get real and we're going to get raw and we're going to bring this to the forefront. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted to have you here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. You can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple strategy. Everyday solutions just for you to keep your life simpler in order for you to pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Where are you in your life's journey? What was your dream that you had last week as to where you want to be and where you want to be going? Did you ever think about how each step that you take leads you somewhere? No, we don't think about it, do we? Let's be honest, we don't. We break it down as to this happened to me. This is how I'm going to react. I'm done, go to bed, rinse and repeat. We do that on everything. Well, here at Power Pack Wednesday time, we are diving into how exercise can improve intimacy. Now, this is a touchy subject for a lot of us. Why is it touchy? Well, because we feel uncomfortable talking about it. We don't even talk about it with our children. And now that we're grown adults, we don't even talk about it with our moms. Well, at least for me, I've been very blessed to be able to have these weird conversations, not only with good, trustworthy, kind Christian women, but I've also been able to have them with my mother, my grandmother, and more importantly, my daughters. Now, I got to tell you, my sons, we have some discussion between mom and son. But a lot of times they'll go to dad for that. And I think that's important. And then dad and I communicate on the side. So we know and we understand the story that we're telling. But when we're uncomfortable talking about it with an adult, that doesn't help us raise our children. So everything we're talking about here actually is going to allow you, hopefully, to feel a little bit more comfortable and getting really more easy flowing conversation about intimacy and how exercise can improve intimacy. Because as you know, on Power Pack Day, we talk about nutrition or fitness. So today we're talking and focusing on our fitness part of it. Most of us cringe at the thought of talking about intimacy. I know when I probably mentioned the word, you're like, oh, really? I don't want to talk about it. But it's truly a gift. And I believe it's a gift from God. So why not have the best intimacy you can have with your partner? Wouldn't you like to know how to improve your intimacy? Now, I want you to understand this. Intimacy, we're going to talk about it in two different forms. Number one, we're talking about it as the act of, okay, what we all think of, the doing part of it. Yes, what's under the sheets, or you can use your imagination. The other part of the intimacy is the closeness, the relationship part of it. It's twofold. And I think a lot of us stop one way or the other. Men sometimes look more on the aspect of the act of. Women tend to focus more on the closeness, the relationship side. Wouldn't it be awesome, though, to be able to meld those together? Well, that's what we're doing. And that's what I want to show you today is how exercise can improve intimacy. Exercise, if you think about it, hear me out here. Exercise is an important component in living a healthy, happy lifestyle. Would you agree? Of course you would. We need to have that intentional movement in our lives. So whether you call it intentional movement, whether you talk about it as fitness, whether you want to talk about it in terms of exercise, whatever floats your boat, or if you say, I'm only a walker, I walk, that's what I do, then call it walk. You know, how walking can improve your intimacy. Change the title for yourself. It's okay. But I want you to really listen in because, you know, Olivia Newton-John said it right. Let's get physical, physical. Okay, I'll stop right there. Yes, that was a 1981 hit. And you probably know the song I'm talking about if you're as old as I am. And I'm getting up there. But when that song came out, it was one where I knew enough of what it meant, but I wasn't in the part of let's get physical. I wasn't of that age. But I understood it. But it's interesting because this song is really good because its lyrics point us in the direction of intimacy, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that's how we're going to break it down today. So let's first start with the physical aspect of it. Our exercise, your intentional movement is a great way to get your body moving and in shape. It's great for our body. It actually makes our body feel good. Now, sometimes when we overdo something, our muscles get a little bit sore. That's okay. A little soreness is fine. But that, oops, I hurt myself, is not so fine. So you never want to overdo it. But not only are you toning your body, but you are becoming stronger, healthier, and you have more energy. Now, you're sitting here going, yeah, try to convince me of that again. Well, you are. If you think about how you feel when you exercise, okay? Now, initially, you're like, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But then you do it, and you're like, wow, I have this extra burst of energy. I feel good. I might be a little sore, but ultimately, I feel better. I feel stronger. When you feel stronger, when you feel healthier, and you have the energy, that then increases the intensity level of connection within your partner. It's a partnership, that connection. We talked about the closeness, the relationship aspect of intimacy. Well, here you go. Don't you want that closeness, that connection with your partner? The physical part of exercise affects the intensity level of connection. We all want that. Now, sometimes that connection for a woman may just be a caress on the hand. Well, that needs to be then communicated to your husband and say, you know what? I just love when you touch me. Have you told him the connection that you enjoy? Because I guarantee you, the man is not a mind reader. As us women, yeah, we want them to be a mind reader, but ultimately they are not. So give him a break. Tell them the connection that you need, the closeness that you want to feel, the physical touch. So exercise helps us physically when it comes to intimacy. Let's break down number two, mental. Oh, the mental capacity. I love this one because we don't think about the mentality part of it. We want to keep everything under the sheets. Think about what exercise does to your body. And what does it do mentally? Because again, we don't put a lot of thought into the mentality of intimacy and how exercise goes hand in hand with this. Exercise reduces stress and it increases confidence. Sit on that for a minute. It reduces stress and increases confidence. Well, if you are not stressed and you have more confidence and you feel really good about who you are and the direction that you're headed, maybe what's happening under the sheets is going to be even that much better. Why? Well, you're not stressed out. You're calm, cool, and collected. And you have a confidence like, yeah, I feel good. I know who I am. This is great. Because I know some of you out there are like, I don't feel confident when it comes to intimacy. It makes me nervous. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like sometimes it's taboo. I don't know if experimentation is okay. And you have all these weird thoughts in your mind. And so this whole thing of confidence is, well, it's not there. And when it's not there, you have no desire to want to become intimate with your husband. And again, intimacy is a gift. It's a gift. So if we allow exercise, okay, because we're exercising, we allow it to reduce our stress because it does, studies have shown that, and it increases our confidence, then it allows the mind to relax. Therefore, you have more clarity in thought. And you're like, well, what does that do for me? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because with clarity of thoughts, your mind is free to focus on your partner when you go to bed or for that afternoon fling or whatever. I'll leave it to your imagination to fill in the blank. When you have clarity, then you don't have to sit there and worry. How many times is your mind wandering when you're intimate? Come on now, be honest. Mine has. Maybe you're thinking about what you need to make for dinner. Or, oh my gosh, are the kids going to walk in? And if they're old enough, oh, I hope they don't just spring an extra, you know, surprise, mom, I'm home. Or you just put the baby down hoping that you're just going to get a, you know, a quickie and it's going to be great. But you're really worried about, gosh, is she okay? Is everything all right? Come on, be honest. And it may be something crazy. Like, I got to go pick up the kids at 6. We don't have much time. But those are questions that we sit there and think about. Come on, we're honest, right? During the actual act of intimacy. But if you have clarity of thought, your mind is free from stress. You don't have any stressors. Plus, you feel more confident, right? Because you're exercising, you're feeling good. You love your reflection more so than when you weren't exercising. You're not worried about, oh my gosh, is something jiggling that shouldn't be? Come on, we have thought about it. I know this is uncomfortable. But if you can't talk about it with me, then who are you going to talk to about it? We got to be real. You want to create your now. You want to live the life that God has created for you. You can't do that and say, I can do it all, but not in this area. You don't get to pick and choose. God wants to bless you with an abundance within your life. And part of that abundance is intimacy. It's the gift. So when you have clarity, you love your reflection, you have confidence, right? You're going to be able to actually enjoy the closeness, the relationship. And you have more love to give. And you're more willing to be engaged in intimate moments. No more of this, oh, I'm just tired. Because in actuality, you might be tired, mentally exhausted, but you didn't do anything really physically. You didn't exert yourself, you know? But we think, oh my gosh, I've worked so hard. How much activity and effort does it really take to change the laundry from the washer to the dryer and then folding? It's not that much energy. In fact, it's more of an inconvenience. But if you've been staying home and you've been doing those daily chores, you haven't been killing yourself. Now, maybe mentally you have been, not necessarily physically. Put it all into perspective. I know some of this may be harsh and you may be shaking your head at me right now, and that's okay. But this is your time to take a check. A check on yourself as to where you are and how exercise can improve intimacy in your lifestyle. We're not sitting here comparing my intimacy with yours. It's not going to work. We each have our own relationships. But you need to look and do a checks and balances for your intimacy within your marriage, what you are doing in your life. Do you have the connection? Do you now have the clarity? That leads us to number three, the emotional aspect of it. Exercise has shown, it's been proven in many studies, to elevate and stabilize your mood. Wow. You become emotionally balanced. We're all looking to be balanced, right? Well, get out there and exercise because it's going to help you more so than almost anything else besides some good nutrition. You've got to exercise in order to help balance out your emotions. And remember for me, I've talked about the anger part of things. Oh my goodness. That's why I love my runs and walks. That's my me time. Now, I enjoy my strength training, and I love it there. But man, where I get out my stress, my craziness, whatever's happening is on my runs and my walks. That's truly my me time. And that's when God and I go, yeah, we have our long chats. And I can tell the difference when I don't get that in. It does affect your mood, whether you're exercising or whether you're not. So for me, it actually helped me with my anger issue. And I can tell if I'm in a tense situation, you know, we've got something, you know, within the family or whatever, and we're making some crazy decisions or whatnot, you know, circumstances, then I know it's important for me personally to get my run in, because that's going to keep me grounded. That's what works for me. Because you see, exercise helps to elevate and stabilize your mood. You become emotionally balanced. You're emotionally sound. You're emotionally stable. When your mood is stable and steady, guess what? You're less likely to let the piddly things bother you. Yeah, we don't need that trivial stuff anyway, but we let it bother us. Well, when you're not arguing, when you're not fussing about the piddly things in life, guess what? You allow yourself and you open the door to more quality time. I didn't say you had more quantity, okay? I didn't say you're going to have a lot more time, but the quality of your time is going to be greater. You can discuss things on a deeper level, but you have to remove all these piddly things. You know that straw that broke the camel's back? If it was the shoes on the floor that got you so upset at your husband, it really had nothing to do with those shoes on that floor, did it? How exercise can improve intimacy physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I ask you today to take a look at where you are, at checks and balances on your intimacy. What's going on under the sheets? Are you feeling comfortable and confident? Are you loving where you're at in your intimacy walk of life? If you were to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you range? If you're a 6 and above, that's great. Obviously, there's always room to improve. Now, you may have seasons in your life that your intimacy may not be as often as you would like it. Or on the other side, yeah, he may be wanting more and you're kind of wanting it less, so you have to compromise. But where are you on that scale of 1 to 10? And do you see your intimacy right now as a really healthy part of your relationship? Because I know with a lot of women out there, unfortunately, this is truly a sore subject. It's hard to talk about. It emotionally drains us because we don't always know the answers. We feel weird and awkward talking about it. We don't know who we can turn to and trust. You might say something to your best friend, but then you might be afraid that your best friend's going to tell her best friend, and you don't know if it'll end up on the nightly news. And okay, that's stretching it just a little bit, but let's get physical here. Exercise can improve your intimacy if you take the time to do it. Think about the last time you were feeling really good about yourself. Maybe it's right now. Maybe you are really working out. You've got a fitness routine that's working for you. You're doing things and you're feeling really good. Then that's awesome. Then I want you to think back to when you weren't doing so great. Why? So you can appreciate what you have right now. Because we forget about that too. Checks and balances. It goes both ways. We can't always look at what we don't have or only look at what we have. We've got to look at both sides of the coin. It allows us to have gratitude. This is a Power Pack Wednesday. And I'm sure you've got questions rolling through your head right now. But it really comes down to where you are in your walk. If you wanted a great excuse to exercise, I just gave it to you. I gave you 3. Physically, emotionally, and mentally. All 3 of them will improve your intimacy. all that happens under the sheets and wherever else you want to get tangled. This gift is very important. And I don't want us to treat it lightly. I want us to take it very seriously because we don't talk about it, because we feel awkward with it. But are you buried in excuses? Are you trying to really come up with this? I have a headache. Oh, I'm so tired. You're convincing yourself that this is how it's supposed to be. You don't feel sexy anymore. You've had 3 kids. You're done. You're like, oh, I don't want. I'm tired of being pulled on, hugged on, tugged on. Just leave me alone. Yeah, I've been there too. And it's not fun. And sometimes when I look in that mirror, it's like, oh, I never liked who I saw. No wonder I didn't have the connection, the clarity, the confidence. No wonder things in the intimacy closet were not there. But I also know now that they were excuses. I wasn't putting my best foot forward to the man that I loved. I also realized that this is a gift, and you have to treat it as a gift. You also have to work at it. Anything worth having takes work. And intimacy in your marriage is well worth every single step that you take that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. So today, maybe you're wondering in your mind going, okay, you've thrown a ton of things at me and I feel like I'm in left field, right field. I don't know what field I'm in, but I need some help. Let's do a health strategy session together. Click on the link in the show notes. Simply enter your name and your email address and that will begin the conversation. We'll set up a time that we can chat. 20 minutes, it's free, no strings attached. I promise you, I'm here to help you. I don't want you out there struggling in silence because that's what we do as women and it's got to stop. You've got to stop putting yourself on the back burner because what's happening is you have no more love to give when you do that. You've got to learn how to replenish your stores. How to raise your bank account. And one way to do that when it comes to intimacy is exercise. So if for no other reason, get out and start walking today. Take 10 minutes to walk away from your home and walk 10 minutes back. That's 20 minutes done. You don't even have to take a phone with you if you don't want to play music or anything like that. Or you can have your iPod with you, put your buds in. Or better yet, take a walk with your partner, the one that you call your best friend, your husband, and say, you know what? I just want to spend some time with you. Can we just go walk? With it fall now, what better time spent than being together? Marriage is so important. Relationships is crucial to feeling love. And ultimately, that's the core as to who we are. We all want to be loved. Now, I want to send out one other challenge, though, to you. Because if you are not on the struggling side of things, and you're like, you know what? I'm not struggling in silence. But what is happening with me is I feel really good, but I want to up the ante. Well, then guess what? Come on in, and we'll talk about that, too. We can figure out a way to elevate your intimacy. Because there's always a way that you can grow deeper within your relationships and how you can use fitness, how you can use nutrition in order to get you to where you want to be in living the life that God has created and designed for you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I pray you have a magnificent day. Go out and just be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.